The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra. The orchestra opens the program with Swing the Jinx Away from the picture Born to Dance. Today is St. Valentine's Day, a day that makes you think of gaiety and color. A day when people giving Valentine parties are serving Jell-O because Jell-O is such a gay, colorful, delicious dessert. And Jell-O is as popular at everyday meals as it is at parties. For Jell-O is good to look at, easy to make, and delicious to taste. Everybody everywhere is sure to give Jell-O's refreshing taste of fresh ripe fruit the grand reception it deserves. So add a final triumphant colorful note to your menus. Serve a great gleaming dish of Jell-O for dessert soon. But be sure you get genuine Jell-O, for only real Jell-O has that extra rich fruit flavor. Flavor that comes from fresh, ripe fruit. So order Jell-O tomorrow from your grocer, but be sure you get genuine Jell-O. Look for the big red letters on the box. Ladies and gentlemen, on this same Valentine's Day many years ago in the little town of Waukegan, Illinois, there was cause for great rejoicing, for on that day in a certain household, a little bundle of joy made its entrance into the world. So now we bring you...
Happy birthday to you!
What an original greeting. How'd you fellas ever think of those words?
Come on, Jack. How about a speech? What do you think about it?
Well, this is rather embarrassing. I would like to say something, but I'm kind of all choked up. So I'll just say thanks a million. A million thanks to you.
That's original, too.
Never mind the speech, Jack. We just want to wish you many happy returns of the day and hope that we'll all be with you on your next birthday.
Well, thanks, Phil.
I feel the same way. And to prove it, Jack, I'm going to give you a great big kiss.
So am I.
You stay out of this, Jenny. All right, come on, Mary. I'll give me the kiss. Nah. Mary, how was that?
Not bad.
Pretty good, huh?
No, just not bad.
Well... After all, Mary, you know, we're in front of an audience.
Say, Jack, I was going to bring you a cake, but I didn't know how many candles to put on it.
Oh, yes, and by the way, Jack, how old are you?
Well, I'm in the neighborhood of 35.
I thought you moved from there.
Yes, but not far. On a clear day, I can still see 35.
Well, birthdays do come along fast, don't they, Jack?
Yes, sir. Here today and the Townsend plan tomorrow. Ah, that's life. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Oh, you again. What is it this time?
May this, your birthday, bring you boundless joy, supreme happiness, and the realization of your fondest dreams.
Well, thanks. Now, please tell me, who are you?
Western Union greeting number 87. Goodbye.
How do you like that? That guy could be sent any place in the United States for a quarter, and he has to come here.
Oh, Jack, to forget the ribbing for a moment, the gang and I got together to buy your birthday gift, and, well,
yes?
Or you tell it, Mary.
Well, Jack, we got together, and we didn't know what to buy you.
Oh, you didn't have to bother with anything.
So we all chipped in and went to see your picture, College Holiday.
Well, that's what I call a real tribute. But you might have invited me to the picture.
Oh, you wouldn't have liked it.
Well, Kenny, I can make allowances for the rest of the game, but I certainly thought that you'd come through with a present.
I did, Jack, but I thought I'd wait until everybody went home before giving it to you.
Oh, what is it, Kenny?
Well, I feel kind of silly.
Oh, come on now, what is it?
I baked you a cake.
Well, Thanks, Kenny. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Wait till you eat it.
Here you are, Jack.
Oh, it's lovely and such nice icing on it. Where are the candles?
Inside the cake.
Well, that's a surprise. I hope the wax doesn't get caught in my teeth.
I was going to bring you one, too, Jack, but I don't know how to bake a cake.
Oh, that's all right, Mary.
So I baked a potato. Here.
Oh, a real Idaho. Well.
Jack, not to be outdone by the others, I didn't bake a cake, but I brought you a beautiful dish of molded raspberry jello.
Oh.
And on top of it, I have your name spelled out in sliced bananas.
That's sweet, but you only have one N in Benny.
Well, I was hungry.
I sure get a lot of presents. This must be the Prudence Benny's cooking school.
And now, Jack, if everybody will be quiet for a minute, I've got something that I want to read to you.
If it's a poem, I'll die.
Well, topple over. Here it comes.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, Jack Benny, this is sure your lucky day. Though everybody brings you presents, I would rather shout, hey, hey.
Well, that's inexpensive.
With the wrinkles on your forehead and your silver streaked with hair.
Silver streaked with hair?
Well, it won't rhyme the other way.
Oh.
If you'd been twins when you were born, gee, you'd make a lovely pair. Oh, Jack Benny, oh.
Well, the audience knows what they're doing. Oh, Phil, you better go into your number before Mary overrules the audience.
Okay.
Come in.
Postal telegram for Jack Benny.
Well, we got both companies in nicely. Right here, bud.
Happy birthday, Mr. Benny.
Thank you. Well, get this. Dear Mr. Benny, stop. Very sincere congratulations on your birthday. Stop. You certainly fooled us again.
Who's it from, Jack?
The Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. Play, Phil. I'll fool them plenty many more. By Phil Harris and his orchestra. And Phil, I want to tell you, those boys of yours are in great shape today.
Well, Jack, they know it's your birthday.
Oh.
In fact, they've asked me if it's all right, they'd like to pay you a little tribute.
Why, certainly, Phil. I think it's awfully nice of them. After all, they're part of our little company.
Okay. Give it to him, boys.
Happy birthday to Jack Benny. Greetings, Jack, from us to you.
Well,
if you're going to give a party, don't be cheap. Invite us, too.
That's cute. Yeah. Well, thanks, boys, for that lovely sentiment and hint.
Say, Jack.
Yeah?
What about the bee? Are you going to play it tonight?
Well, Phil, I wanted to, but you know my violin was stolen last week. Oh, Mary, did you put that ad in the paper like I told you to?
Yes, here's a copy of it.
Oh.
Lost, strayed, or stolen, Jack Benny's violin. Answers to the name of Stratty and limps on one string.
What?
White spot on tail, owner heartbroken.
Mary, is that an ad for my violin?
Yes, and my uncle's dog.
It's a fine thing. By the time I get the violin back, it'll have fleas.
What's the difference? You'd scratch it anyway.
Everybody's a critic here.
Whom do you think could have taken it, Jack?
Oh, I don't know, Don. I don't know. It couldn't have been Heifetz. He has a violin.
You didn't hide yourself, did you, Jack?
Don't be so ridiculous.
Oh, I was only asking.
Well, don't ask a smart question.
Yeah.
I wish I could help you out, Jack, but there are no violins in my orchestra.
Well, I'm sorry, too, Phil, because I'm really in rare form tonight, and I know I could do justice to the bee. I know. Come in.
Here comes Andy now.
Andy, glad to see you.
Just thought I'd drop up, Jack, and wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thanks, Andy.
And I brought you a little present. Here it is, a combination necktie and suspenders.
That's quite a novelty. Necktie and suspenders. How does it work?
Well, you put it on like an ordinary tie, and you see this hole in the bottom?
Yeah.
Well, just fasten that onto your trousers.
Well, won't that choke me?
Yes, but your pants won't fall down.
I know that, Andy, but it'll still choke me.
Well, what would you rather do, breathe or blush?
I'd rather breathe.
Then I'll blush. So long, Jack.
Say, Jack, do you know a good lawyer?
A lawyer? Why?
Did you hear what Fred Allen said about me Wednesday night?
Oh, don't worry about that, Andy. He's been talking about me for weeks.
Yeah, and I thought he was pretty funny until Wednesday.
Well, Andy, don't take it to heart. Look what he said about me. He said I was so anemic that if I walked by a pack of bloodhounds, they wouldn't even look up.
I like that one.
Oh, you're dead, huh?
Yeah, believe me, those hounds would look up if Alan walked by.
They would?
Sure, he looks like a dog biscuit.
Nice work, Andy, nice work. Say, Andy, come on out in the hall with me. I got a couple of gags about Alan that are real stingers.
Yes?
Sure. Kenny, are you ready for your song?
Why can't I sing out in the hall?
You stay right here and sing. Come on, Andy. Come in.
Special delivery for Jack Benny.
Take it, Mary.
Okay.
You coming, Jack?
Be right with you, Andy.
Oh, Jack, look. It's a comic Valentine. It's from Fred Allen.
Oh, yeah?
And it's got a cartoon of you playing a fiddle.
Well, let's hear what Cupid's got to say.
Roses are red, violinists are blue, all over the country on account of you.
That's very funny. Come on out in the hall, Andy. Now I'll really tell you something. That Alan is so anemic that if he ever walked into the...
I'm a roving cowboy, far away from home, far from my prairie, where you strong, where the dogies wander and the wind blows free. Oh, my heart is yonder on the lone prairie. Oh, carry me back. Back my saddle, give me back my gun, give me back that bronco that I used to run. Let me spread my blanket by the cowboy singing by the firelight gleam. Oh, carry me back to tree. And when I die, you can bury me 'neath the western sky.
How was that, Andy?
That was the peach. Say, that's funnier than anything he ever said.
Yeah. That was Kenny Baker singing, Carry Me Back to the Lone Prairie.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah?
A telegram came in for you while Kenny was singing.
Well, give it to me. Oh, it's from my father. Good old Dad. I knew he wouldn't forget my birthday.
What does it say, Jack?
Says, Dear son, received your old suit with the patch pockets and pants. Please send buttons, Dad.
Some sentiment.
Well, that's our code, meaning happy birthday. Buttons he wants yet. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
I want to take this opportunity.
Hey, wait a minute. Look, fellas, look who's here. The old maestro, Ben Burns.
Yowza, yowza.
Well, Ben, I'm sure glad to see you. What brings you up here?
Well, I heard it was your birthday, Jack, so I thought I'd come up and rub it in.
Well, I can depend on that.
Yowza. And, Jack, I brought you a little present. Here you are. A box of cigars, and I hope you'll like them.
Well, and my favorite brand. Thanks, Ben.
You're welcome, my lad.
Hey, this box is half empty. What's the idea?
It's my favorite brand, too.
Yowza.
Say, Mary, see that guy's funny. Who is he?
I don't know. Some orchestra leader.
Mary. Ben, you know Mary, don't you?
Oh, sure. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Fine, Ben. How are you and all the cads?
That's lads, not cads.
Don't tell me about those guys.
You put that over. Don't mind her, Ben. She's only kidding. Hey, Kenny, this is Ben Burney, the famous orchestra leader.
Well, hello, Kenny.
Do you need a good tenor?
Kenny.
Gee, I want to get ahead, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come over and see me, Kenny. After all, money isn't everything.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine loyalty, Kenny.
Let him go, Jack. I'm available.
I've been working it up there.
Some other time, Andy. Say, Ben, I want you to meet our maestro, to coin an expression. This is Phil Harris, the orchestra leader.
With what band?
Pardon me, I didn't get your name.
I'm Ben Burney, the old maestro.
Uh-huh, well, I'm Phil Harris, the young maestro.
I can see you two fellas are going to hit it off all right. You know, Phil, Ben and I are supposed to look quite a bit alike.
Yes, there is a resemblance.
Yeah, between the two of you, you got a nice head of hair.
Nobody asked you.
Hey, Jack, what am I around here, an orphan?
Oh, little orphan Andy. I'm sorry, Andy. Ben, I want you to meet Andy Devine. You've probably heard his voice on our program the last few weeks.
Well, doggone it, I thought that was static. I was right.
I'd like to introduce myself, Mr. Burney. I'm Don Wilson, the announcer here. You know.
Oh, you're the fellow that talks about Jell-O, like our announcer talks about good old keg lines.
Yes, only your product holds just one delicious flavor.
Gee, aren't they subtle?
Hey, Ben. Ben, you and Winchell are making a picture out of 20th Century Fox, aren't you?
Yeah, it's called Wake Up and Live.
Wake Up and Live. Must be dedicated to Fred Allen. There's a very good friend of mine in that picture, Jack Haley.
Who?
Haley, Jack Haley.
Haley? I can't seem to place him.
Well, you probably didn't meet him. He plays the lead.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. I saw you in your last picture, College Holiday.
So what?
You didn't even meet the director.
That so? I was in a lot of scenes in that picture.
Yeah, right behind Burns and Allen.
Well.
Gee, if they turn the film around, Jack will be right up in front.
Kenny, you're a genius.
Yeah.
Well, stick around, Ben. stick around. Phil's going to play something. You might as well hear some good music.
All right, Jack. It'll seem just like Tuesday night.
How about it? Come on, Phil. Show him what you can do.
Oh, no. I'm not going to do any of my tricks with Bernie standing here.
Don't worry, Phil. I'll stand right in front of him. Play, boy. Played by the orchestra and directed by Maestro Harris. How'd you like it, Maestro Bernie?
I thought it was great, Maestro.
Well, thanks for calling me Maestro, Ben. Alan doesn't even think I'm a musician.
Say, Ben, did you hear what Alan said about me Wednesday night?
You? Look what he said about me 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he keeps saying that I'm anemic.
He does, eh? Why, that guy Alan is so anemic that if you hit him in the face, he'd have to owe you a nosebleed.
You didn't muff it tonight. That's good. Say, Ben.
I think.
Come here a minute. Come here. I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, just man to man.
What's on your mind?
Now, he's supposed to be funny, but I can't see that fellow, Alan. Can you?
No, I can't.
I can't see him either. Mary, what are you laughing at?
Three blind maestros.
Well, you earned that laugh.
Oh, Jack.
Yes, Kenny.
Wasn't that cavalcade he did of you and your ancestors a knockout?
Well, it didn't impress me that way. And incidentally, folks, tonight, as a special attraction, we have a little surprise for you. After much research, thought, and preparation, we are going to present the highlights in the life of Fred Allen. Curtain. Take it, boys. You have just heard the highlight in the life of Fred Allen.
Say, Jack, speaking of silence, when are you going to play the bee?
Well, Ben, I did want to play it tonight, but you know, last week somebody stole my violin.
Yeah, I heard about that. And to show you what a pal I am, I brought my violin over, and you're welcome to use it.
Well, thanks, Ben, but to do justice to the number, I really should play it on my own violin. You see, mine is a Rembrandt.
Rembrandt? Well, Michelangelo whittled out mine.
Who was Stradivarius, a plumber?
Oh, that's the fella.
Say, Jack, my violin is outside my car, and I'll bring it right in.
Better bring Rubidoff in, too.
Quiet, Mary. Oh, don't bother, Ben.
No, I'll be right back.
Oh, he shouldn't run out without a hat at his age.
Well, Jack, it looks like we're in for a musical treat tonight.
Yes, Don, I'm afraid. I mean, I guess so, yeah.
Well, go to it, old boy, and remember my band's right behind you.
Thanks, Phil. You remember those special instructions I gave you?
To play loud.
Yeah, no.
Good luck on the bee, Jack. And remember, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that sting.
It'll be all right, Mary. It's my big moment, thanks to Ben butting in.
Say, I wonder what's keeping him, anyway.
Oh, he'll be back soon. Don't worry about him.
You better run out and get him, Kenny.
But Kenny's got to sing.
I did sing.
Oh.
I'll get him, Jack.
Well, Well, Don, you might as well give me that big build-up again. Go ahead, introduce me.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jack Benny will now play Schubert's immortal classic, The Bee.
Oh, Jack! Jack! Jack!
What is it, Kenny?
Ben Burney has disappeared.
Disappeared?
Oh,
how do you know?
I just saw two men grab a hold of him and push him into their car.
Two men, eh?
Yeah, and one of them looked like your chauffeur.
Why, it couldn't have been.
That's a fine way to treat a guest.
Well, this thing has gone far enough. First my violin disappears, then Burney. If one more thing happens, I'll call the police.
Oh, Jack, look!
What's that?
Someone threw a stone.
Gee, and you haven't even played yet.
Look, Jack, there's a note tied to it.
It might be a clue. Read it, Don. What does it say?
It says, this will be continued next Sunday night. Who threw the stone? Who wrote the note? Who won the fifth race at Santa Anita?
Who knows where Burney is?
Who cares, playboys?
Everybody knows that old saying about the way to a man's heart. And there's no doubt about it, good food surely does make a good impression. So if that certain somebody is coming to your house for dinner soon, here's something that's bound to make a hit with him. It's made with Jell-O, and it's called Midwinter Dessert. And this is how you make it. Dissolve one package of cherry Jell-O in 1 pint of hot water. Turn into a shallow pan, chill until firm, and then cut into cubes. After that, arrange grapefruit sections in sherbet glasses and top with cubes of cherry Jell-O, garnishing this grand combination with slices of banana. Wait till you see the reception it gets. It's a dessert that looks like $1 million and tastes more. Better order some Jell-O tomorrow and serve a midwinter dessert for dinner. But be sure you get genuine Jell-O, for only Jell-O has that extra rich fruit flavor. Look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O.
This is the last number of the 20th program in the new Jell-O series, and we'll be with you again next Sunday night at the same time. I'd like to thank Ben Burney for coming up here tonight, and I hope he shows up on his own program next Tuesday.
Well, Jack, I understand that you and Mary are going to do Brewster's Millions on the air tomorrow night. Is that right?
Yes, Don. We're going to dabble in the drama a bit. Of course, it isn't exactly Hamlet, but it's a start. Huh, Mary?
All the world's a stage. To be or not to be, that is...
Quiet, quiet. Good night, folks.
The song Carry Me Back to the Lone Prairie is from Stars Over Broadway, right and high from the score of West.